Buddy, the Falcons are 1-0 for the first time since 2017, man.
I believe it. I called it. I told you. Out of your Falcon mind. You're damn right.
And welcome in to episode 124 of Out of Your Falcon Mind, Atlanta Falcons Fancast. My name is John, your host, joined as always by my co-host with a dub on the weekend, man, Mr. Michael Cottrell. What you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good, man. I mean, a win is a win. A win is a win. A win is a win. Hey, man, I know it was ugly at times. But a win is a win. I feel good. That's 1-0. One step closer to undefeated, like I called it, you know? Yeah. I expected it, and they came through for your boy.
1-0 is a lot better than 0-1, man. That's all I got to say. We are coming to you from the Ink of the Clutch studios here at VSN Variety Sports Network. Make sure to check out Variety Sports. You can catch our show on there. You can catch our show, obviously, on our own channel and other shows on Variety Sports, like Saturday Showdown, great college football show. They're kicking ass. Just started off a few weeks ago, killing it. Talking the Gridiron is back on Sunday nights, late Sunday nights for us on the East Coast, but great show with those guys. So, yeah, just check those out. And, yeah, so, dude, we had a busy day yesterday as far as social media went. We were live tweeting the game. We got a lot of new followers. We got some new subscribers. Welcome to any of you guys that are brand new to the show. Hope you guys like it. Hope you stick around. Subscribe while you're here. Hit the like button for us. Helps us get out to more Falcons fans. Like, just helps us just get more views and, you know, out there in the community. So we appreciate that. Anybody that's listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, drop us a 5-star review. That'd be awesome because we just keep growing on that, on those platforms as well. Got to shout out the merch that we have because we do have the merch. And it's not, can y'all see it? Is it showing on the screen or no?
It is not showing on the screen.
That is a fucking foul, man. What is going on? It's showing on my screen. I don't know why it's not showing on y'all. Anyway, I'll see if I can figure that out later on in the show. But you can go to bonfire.com/outofyourfalconmind and you can get the shirts like I'm wearing. You can sort of see it. Like Mike's got on. I actually got the same shirt today. And we
matched them, buddy. That's the synchronization, buddy. We didn't even plan this.
That wasn't even planned. But yeah, so you can go check that out. And of course, man, like I said, welcome in to new viewers, new listeners. Mike, you got anything before we get started, man?
Yeah, I do want to thank you to social media yesterday, man. That was so much fun. Like John said, we got a bunch of new followers. We got a bunch of interaction. And that made my day just to feed off the energy. I was able to create some things yesterday. And it was just fun. All in all, just me dealing with y'all on week one, John live tweeting on week one. Week one was awesome. It was an awesome day yesterday. So thank you guys.
Yeah. And I warned you guys last week that when we live tweet during the show or during the game, like, it's going to be somewhat emotional because we're fans first. And so when we tweet, it may be emotional in the minute. You know, if we're wrong, we're going to come back and say we were wrong or whatever. So, but I was having fun with it, man. Most everybody was having fun with it, except, you know, that we'll get into the game. The start was a little iffy. We were all like, I don't know what the hell's going on here, but we came around, we got it. Also, guys, you can email us at atlfalconfancast@gmail.com. We did get an email. I need to read it because that's our deal, right? So this is from Latoya. She says, hey, out of your Falcon mind. Okay, so I don't know who gets these. If it's John, please read it. If it's Mike, don't read it because your ass is crazy. No, she said, because you play too much. Anyway, I was going to do this, but all my friends here pressured me to do it. So just wanted to say that I love your show. We love your show so much. I'm a cheerleader and a senior at Georgia State University. Shout out to you guys, man. That's my alma mater. Love it. And we all just wanted to ask if you guys are ever coming here. Yes, we do want to get down to a game. Absolutely. Also, is Mike single? I'm asking for a friend. Well, a few friends, actually, because Mike, you are insane. And we watch your content over and over and laugh every time. We love underrated, overrated with you and John, but y'all stopped it. Why? Well, sort of. We just, you know, we got other games and we run late sometimes because we talk a lot and then we have guests on, you know, but it's back tonight, actually. So we're going to be doing it tonight.
It is.
She said, you and John seem to be so close. We are. And you can definitely tell y'all aren't acting just for the show. Nope. That's just us. Okay. I'm nervous and rambling at this point, but I wanted to tell Mike that we all love him. Glad he's doing better. Whoever cheated on him is blind and an idiot because you seem like the best person, the most genuine person, and the silliest, cutest, and coolest. John, you're super cool too. Thank you. I'm just glad I got super cool as well. It's the mix of both of you that makes it perfect. Mike would be all over the place if you weren't there to keep him focused. In case y'all don't know, y'all are making girls who don't even like football like football. Mike had me so hyped Sunday morning. I watched my first Falcons game ever start to finish. Man, I love that. And now I'm a fan. Love the hair, love the tattoos, love the heart he has. Thank y'all for putting out so much stuff. School is boring as fuck, and it helps us get through it. Love you guys. Georgia State loves you guys, and y'all are just a positive daily vibe everyone needs. We won. Rise up. Damn.
I love it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you want to address any questions? There's actually three more questions, but do you want to address are you single? You are single. I mean, but I think, right? Sort of, yes.
Okay. I am single, so we can go there. Thank you. So let me start there for all the love and all the compliments. I am single. Shout out to Georgia State. Shout out to cheerleaders. To cheerleaders all over the world, especially the Falcons cheerleaders. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you. Thank you. I am single. I'm very single. I'm single as the Pringle. I did get cheated on, but I'm back. I'm feeling good. Thank you. I just say thank you to that. That's flattering.
There you go. And they did have, she did have three questions. She said, for me, where do I get my gear from? You have the Flies, Falcon stuff. I appreciate that. Various places. I got the jacket from homage.com and I like unique stuff. So like I'm kind of picky when it comes to some of my stuff. So like I'll go grab whatever's different. That's what I like to get. So,
John does have stuff no one has. Man, you and Lowe have stuff I've never seen in an NFL store, anything. You and Bigelow and stuff.
Just get lucky, man. Just get lucky. Yeah. Mike, can we go to the strip club with you next time you go? And would you date someone still in college?
Ooh.
I love our damn show, buddy. I love our damn show.
Well, this is a great start to week one. Well, listen, I'm happy that the cheerleaders at Georgia State are watching our show. Can you go with me to the strip club the next time? If y'all over 21, y'all can go to strip club. I don't know about with me. If you there when I'm there, then yeah. And would I date somebody in college? Probably not. Probably not. But again, thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know what to say about that.
You got Mike speechless. I love it. That's crazy.
Thank you. That is very flattering. But like I love strippers. Yeah, if I go to a strip club and you there, it'll be all good. I do love strippers.
Yeah. All right. So, for both of us, any life or relationship advice for college students would be appreciated. Mike, you want to start? And I'll add a few.
Life or relationship advice for college students. I'll say this. John, you go first. That caught me so off guard. I'm a little bit flustered right now, so I need some time to think. Have I ever been speechless on Out of Your Falcon Mind?
This is a first in our friendship. I've never heard you speechless in my friendship. Yeah, never this heard is amazing. Speechless, so you got, y'all got him. Y'all got him. Y'all got him extremely flattered.
Yes. So I follow you. Do you have life or she said what? What's the question?
Let's see. Life or life relationship advice for college students, life or relationship advice. So yeah,
I let you take relationship, that first. I'll follow you.
Relationship advice. I mean, you know, you're coming from somebody who's been married for 20 plus years now. If you got to force something, then that's not it. If you got to try to make something work, that's not it. Try to find your best friend. That's what happened to me. I married my best friend. Obviously there's more to it than that, but you know, you got to be able to, if you're going to marry someone, you got to be able to live with them day in, day out. That's your partner. That's it. Like, you know, if you don't plan on getting divorced, like 90% of the population, you know, that's, That's what you got to shoot for. Life, man, take chances. Take chances. Do, I mean, don't, not ridiculously dumb chances, but if you have a plan, you don't want to have regrets. Let's put it that way. So if you got a chance to do something special or something that you really want to do, don't put it off. Just do it. Just take a chance. Do it. You will not regret that. You won't get old and be like, damn, I wish I never would have tried that, because then at least you know whether it fails or whether it succeeds, you know, and that'll be a good feeling. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there and do great things. And just, yeah, I mean, that's for now. That's what I got, Mike.
I got one. this is, you asked me a question, so I'm gonna give you a real answer. Being a girl is, it's a lot harder to be a good person when you're a female. And that's the reason why, is because the world, encourages you to have bad behavior. So, and it accepts it. So what I'm saying is, if I cheat on you, then everybody know I'm a scumbag, right? But if you cheat on me and you go to your friends, all your friends will probably tell you that you got to make yourself happy and you did the right thing and you got to follow your heart. If you do, when you behave bad, if you curse me out, then everybody supports you. If you put your hands on me, everybody supports you and say you stood up for yourself. If I lose my temper and I put my hands on you, I'm just a scumbag human being. So it's a lot of, you get to use people for stuff. If you use people for dates or use people for food or use people to help you pay your bill, you get to do that and no one bats an eye at you. Like, they'll encourage you to do it and say, wait, you got to live your best life and all that. And I just want you to be mindful that the world is encouraging you to go against what's in your heart to do. And that's what's just to be a good person. The golden rule applies. You don't need a book for that. Treat people how you want to be treated. And that's even in dating. If you wouldn't want somebody to take advantage of you, you wouldn't want somebody to cheat on you, you wouldn't want somebody to tell your private business behind their back. If you treat your man how you want to be treated, you'll get married and you'll have the best relationship ever. If you treat your man like he needs to impress you or he's inferior to you and it's all about you, you're going to have problem relationship after relationship after relationship, which is what people doing, because the world just teach you how to scam men out their money, how to use a girl for sex. It's just all how to make somebody chase you. That's all the advice online is, toxic nonsense. So just be a good person. If you treat the person how you want to be treated, you'll be fine. In life, don't sweat shit. Can't nothing bother me. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to have a good day. I could be in jail. I'm going to have fun with some oodles and noodles. I'm going to eat it good. I'm going to have fun. If I'm broke, I'm going to have fun. If I'm stressed out, I'm going to have fun, because you never know when it's your last go around on the board, and you never know when you can get taken off the board or you can become ill. Have a good time no matter what, have fun. No matter if you lose, you win, always have fun with it, because I have fun each and every day of my life. I feel like I got the best life on my worst day. I wouldn't trade it for no one else's. I mean, on my worst day, I wouldn't trade my experience for anyone else's. So I just say, have a good time. Make sure you prioritize fun. Don't prioritize money or sex or a car or net, man. Prioritize fun, because you can have fun every day. Have fun with your friends, have fun by yourself, have fun with your dog, have fun every day. That needs to be your number one priority. That's the goal of life, is to enjoy it. Don't worry about nothing else. Yeah, so I say that. And again, man, I appreciate that. That's all those kind words were very flattering. That's a great start to a show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, you ever heard that quote, don't take life too seriously, you never get out alive?
You won't. Yeah,
that's true. That's part of it too.
None of this shit serious. I don't take, man, yeah. And I will say this, just to add in before we move on, as far as getting cheated on, I know y'all be thinking I should be sad about that or something, but I don't view it like something the girl did to me. I view it as something that the universe did for me. You feel me? So I like for into my benefit. That's somebody that wasn't for me, the mask fell off because that person got drunk and said a bunch of shit they shouldn't have said. And they actually put their hands on me and did a whole bunch of things that I thank God for, because the mask came off. Like the sticky thing, it got loosened up and the mask came off. And you get, as much as that hurt, you always thank God for the truth. The truth will set you free. It always helps. So no, it's not something I'm sad about. It's something that the universe did for me and not something the girl did to me. So I'm fine. Thank you.
That's a hell of an outlook, buddy. But so that's what you gotta, that's how you gotta look at it, man. Absolutely.
And the Falcons won. So let's talk football, man. But thank
Absolutely.
I want to thank you so much to the Georgia State cheerleading squad that meant the world. I love y'all. Thank you.
Coolest thing, man. I mean, like she said, if we're having an impact on or anybody, but like girls that never watch football, liking football now, hey, again, another unintended consequence of the show, but I fucking love it, man. I love it.
I want y'all to know that me and John didn't have one intended consequence. So all these are unintended
consequences. No, there were no anticipated. Our only one was, if this doesn't work in 6 months, we'll call it a day. That was the only thought to it. But anyway. We also have to tease the show, man. I know we're about 20 minutes in. Are we 20 already? Damn. So we have a collaboration coming up with our boy Birdo. It's going to be an ongoing thing throughout the season, maybe even the year. We don't know yet, but it's going to be every other week, every 2 weeks, after every couple of games. So like after, we'll start after the Packers game. It'll be 95 North meets 75 South. That's going to be the name of the show. Woo! It'll be on our channel. It'll be on Birdo's channel. We're going to probably recap the previous game and just talk about a lot of stuff. It's going to be on Monday nights. It's going to be on Monday nights, probably around 7. We're going to tighten that up, figure it out for next week. But just so y'all know, man, keep your eyes tuned for that. Looking forward to it. We have a great time with Birdo, man. Very close. We became very close with him. So, it's just a natural thing for us to try to do a show together. All right, man. So before we get into the Falcons, real quick around the league, man. Actually, you know what? Backtrack. We got to say what's up to some folks, man. 20 minutes in. We got to say, Bubba Gump, what's up? Bump.
How you feel, Bubba? Carrie, what up? Carrie was at her first game. So she came down here. She actually went to her first Falcon game. She was in the stadium. She said it was a great experience. So Carrie said, what up, John and Mike? It's Victory Monday. I got to attend my first ever Falcons home game. What an unforgettable experience I had yesterday. Wish I would have gotten to meet y'all, though. Next time, Curry, I promise.
Next time, that's right, for sure. Bodie 3000.
Bodie! That's my dude right there. That's one of my favorite people in the whole thing.
Absolutely, man. Make sure y'all check out One Time for the Fan, man. Wednesdays and Sunday nights, man. Great show last night, guys.
Birdo, right there. There you go.
A1 forever. A1. Chris, what's up? Love we're going to tease this, too. We're going to have Chris on to preview the Detroit Lions game. So, you know, that Thursday coming up, man, looking forward to collabing with Chris too, man. It's going to be awesome. Jordan, man, what's up, brother?
Is awesome. My man, Jordan. Love you, buddy. Falcons fam. What's going on? Mini 95. There you go. That's Birdo Kid. Big W.
Love it.
Mini 95. Love it. Curry said the atmosphere in the bench yesterday was amazing. I know it was. The cheering, yelling, singing, and flag waving was awesome. I'm so happy we won. Every game I've attended in person so far, the Falcons have won. That is our rabbit's foot. It's Curry.
There you go.
Marina, that's a new one. Rise up question. Do y'all think the way we lost says more about Coach Smith? I don't know what world you in. Hold on. Rise up question. Do y'all think the way we lost says, man, I don't know who this is. Are you high? Are you high? Because we didn't lose.
Wait, she said she phrased it wrong. There we go. That caught me off guard too. I was like, wait a minute, what? I read it as we won. But yeah, so she meant to say, the way I guess we played.
Hold on, what?
I guess she's asking, she like, said, did the way that we played, says more, or the struggles we had, more than likely.
Okay.
That is more a reflection of Coach Smith or Ritter. Yeah, that's a good one. We're going to get to it.
I'm so sorry. I'm thinking lost. Please don't talk that. We feeling good. Yeah. We feeling good. We won. Morgan, what's man. Great show with John. I loved it. What up, guys?
In the house,
hope
man.
Y'all are having a wonderful Monday. That win felt so good. The first half was not great, but that second half was fantastic. He put that in capital letters. Can't wait for week two. My man, Ant. Hey, Ant, I was waiting on you. I knew you was coming today. I ain't seen you in a while. I knew you was coming today. He said, what up, John and Mike? Great win Sunday. Loved every minute of it. Rise up.
Yes, sir.
Lisa, I was waiting on you, too. I was waiting on you. Hey, Mike and John, it's Victory Monday. It feels so good. I want to hear from you, Lisa. Wow, what a great email. All right, right? Dope email.
It was. Hell of an email. That's the best email we've ever got, man. I mean, it really is. It was awesome, man. It was heartfelt. It was great. Let's see. Sorry, just going through trying to find some more folks. There we go.
Carrie said, oh, wow, they're loving you, Mike. Love that for you, my friend. You're getting the ladies to be fucking fans. That's awesome. We need as many fans as we can get. I agree with that. We agree. Yeah. A1, John got the hookup. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, John be doing something here.
Oh, man. That's good stuff, man. All right. Here we go. Marina said, rise up question for you too. This is just clarifying what she asked earlier. Okay. Do you think the way the game went was more indicative of Coach Smith and his play calling, or is it a glimpse of what we can expect for better? Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. So okay. Yeah, no problem.
I'm sorry, Marina. Pam, Miss Pam, where were you yesterday? I was looking for you yesterday. Come on. I'm dying to hear from you. I want to know how you feel. Miss Pam.
Woman, what's up, buddy? Good to see you, man.
Juan. And listen, his name is Juan Card. And I told him yesterday, we changing his name before we won. I said, we changing the spelling of that to W-O-N. And damn it, it paid off. I love you, buddy. Juan Card, change that spelling. Lisa Bijan commented in a post-game interview that the crowd was crunk.
Dude, you could tell. And there's some accounts out there that was posting photos before the game saying that it was empty, which is the lamest shit I've ever seen, and claiming to be Falcons fans. Come on. That place was insane, man. That place was loud. That was the loudest it's been in forever, dude. Come on.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Yep.
Uh-oh. We got a challenge.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Many five. My name's Alberto. Liam's on a run right now. I will tell Liam because I got it. Yeah, that's got it. I'm going to watch that one for sure. Ooh, what's going on, James?
I want to watch that. I got to put that on my TV to watch it. James said we won up 1,000. Another PR. I was nervous. Don't be nervous, man. Have faith in the outcome before it even happened, man. Claim it. Own it. Curry said passing plays for that reason, and plus the run game was working very well, so why not stick with what is working? Algier and Bijan were killing it. I think Ritter and the O-line will improve versus Green. Why do you know football like this, Curry? Because you're one of the only females that talk about the offensive line. How do you know this? What is up with you? I love it, though. A1 said over 69,000 fans in that building yesterday. Yes, we passed it out. Do y'all remember when we had the pump and fake noise? Yeah, that's so it's a new day, ain't it?
Yeah, man. All right, so before we get into the Falcons, just quick around the league, man. There were some crazy scores yesterday that happened to pop up, like the Browns beating the Bengals 24-3 and Joe Burrow throwing for 82 yards. That was a little crazy, wasn't it? 49ers beat the living hell out of the Steelers 30-7 in Pittsburgh. Purdy and Shanny seem to be the real deal there. And I don't know. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of that talk about the preseason needs, you know, you got to play a lot. You know, Steelers, you know, I don't know. Didn't work out too well for them. Tampa Bay beat the Vikings 20-17. What the hell, Vikings? What the hell, dude? Like, that was – y'all got to beat Baker Mayfield? Come on. Saints hang on to a very small margin, beat the Titans 16-15. You know, but two good defenses, so whatever. It sucks they won, but they did. The Dolphins, man, shootout over the Chargers, 36-34. Shout-out to our boys, the Bolt Bros, man. Sorry, guys.
Shout-out the Bros.
That's right. Packers, man, smacked the Bears around 38-20. We've got the Packers coming up. Defense looks solid. Jordan Love looked good. He got a lot of yards after the catch yesterday, so I'm not going to say he's the man yet, but he did look good. Mm-hmm. And your Mama Cottrell's Cowboys last night. Jesus Christ.
Her defense, I got in fantasy football. She was happy. She stayed up and texted me when the game was over. She was excited. I love it.
Man, that was just crazy to see in New York. And then, of course, tonight we got the Jets and the Bills. So after the show, of course, we're going to go watch that. So y'all probably should too. I went back and watched all this. I binged Hard Knocks over the weekend. Aaron Rodgers is a cool dude, man. I don't care what anybody says. He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
I like Aaron Rodgers, man. He may be out there from time, but he's a cool dude. I like him.
I would love to see him hang with Mac. I just, man, those two dudes.
Oh my God!
With me as the third one, I think we'll be chilling.
And that team is going to be good, man. That team, I have a feeling that team's going to be really damn good. But we'll have to wait and see. All right, man. So we'll just jump right into the game. Started off, I'll start off by saying this. I was guilty of it, and I'm sure a lot of y'all were too. This whole offseason, we've talked about the offensive weapons oh, we got all these guys. So I think in the back of my mind, like I was thinking, man, we're going to come out and just smack the, and we're going to just do this and that. We're going to go up and down the field. You know, realistically, it's the first game. They had very limited time in the preseason. We've already talked about that. So I think I was too caught up in like that this is just going to mesh like that, you know, which is not reality. So, I mean, you know, this is not going to happen with a guy who started four games in the league, you know, with a bunch of new guys working together. So that's my fault because, like I said, I maybe overhyped it in my head, and I'm sure a lot of folks did. So that's why that's the way it started was like, damn, you know, like that really, it was like, what are we doing here? You know, like we've been hoodwinked type of thing, you know? So after watching it again, I was still critical of some stuff, but less critical than I was during the game. Because I think it was just like an emotional response. Like you expected the offensive line to come out there and bully. You expected them to pass pro a little bit better, for God's sake, than what happened. So that's my overall thought leading into – and we're going to get into the, you know, the quarter, stuff like that. What – just your overall thought of how it started, what you were thinking.
Man, I'm going to be honest. I didn't get into the tweets or nothing because I knew we would win. And I knew – I was expecting it to start off just like it did. I was expecting it to start off just like it did. But I was expecting it to catch on just like it did, to be honest. I knew that I'm not lying. I knew that would happen. But I expect that with every team. Like the first half is kind of the condensed preseason. Like, oh, okay, it's live action. Okay, man, those are professional players, but they nervous. Just as you would be if you was doing stand-up comedy or you was had to sing in front of a group of people, all that 69,000, like they just said, yelling like that. Man, all our players, but I'm not going to say all, most of our players are young. So you got to understand, they in the dome, they hearing all that. Now, all that pressure for y'all to win, I knew it would be some jitters, a little bit of penalties. I knew Desmond, even Arthur is a grown man, but a human being just the same. So I knew it would start off a little bumpy, but I knew that we would catch it. So I was going to tweet, relax, trust me, like we got this. And I didn't even feel the need to do that. I was so confident.
You should have tweeted it to me because I was not relaxed in that first
They
quarter.
Repaid my confidence. Yeah. I saw you tweet. I didn't even text John in the game. I was just sitting there like, I'm gonna let this play out because I knew I didn't. I'm gonna tell you what I felt the energy yesterday, so I knew like it would have just felt wrong for us to lose, and I just feel like we can't lose yesterday after the way that morning started. Like with if y'all saw the first video I post after the way, man, I couldn't even sleep. I jumped out of my bed at 7 o'clock. I'm in the bed just like I gotta go back to sleep. I'm tired. Couldn't. So I just went outside in my pajamas, didn't brush my teeth. I got up, made coffee, and just went. I had the jitters. I had to get it out. And it felt so good. It just would have felt wrong to lose. So I had no doubt we would win. And those guys got it together. But I expect some stuff. I expect to start off the next game just the same way.
I hope not. I hope it's a little bit better than this one, to be honest. But the, the first drive, you get the pass, the first play, pass is batted down. He catches it. Catches his own pass.
That was dope.
And then, B-Rob ran again. Ran a play, third and eight. And then Brian Burns blew by McGarry, which was something that happened pretty much all day. And if we didn't know if Brian Burns was going to play or not, hindsight, it's like, hell, of course he was going to play. He probably was like, I got McGarry this week. Oh, I'm playing because I'm trying to play for a contract, and I'm about to show y'all why I need this contract.
And he did.
And Coach Smith said after the game, he said he came to wreck the game, and he did. I mean, he single-handedly was wrecking the game.
Yep.
He blew by McGarry, man, and it was an auspicious start, and then the Panthers get it, and then it's a third and 11. I'm like, all right, we're gonna get off the field. Here we go, and we don't. And so it's all of a sudden it's
I gotta stop you. I gotta stop. John just said a word. I don't even know what that means. What does auspicious mean, John? I don't even know what that is. What does that mean? It was an auspicious start.
Like a little shaky, suspicious type of thing. Like he's meshing. Okay. Shaky, suspicious. Yeah. Yeah. It's like Georgia State education, baby. Georgia State.
State, buddy. Shout out to you.
So the way it started was just like, rough offensive start, rough defensive start. But then, you know, we kind of bend and don't break. We tighten up in the red zone. Stop the fourth down stop was huge. You know, Crowell went crazy. We got into it. Mm-hmm. They gave Tyler the ball. He started running like a madman. Of course, Jesse Bates gonna be NFL or defensive player of the week without a doubt.
Yep.
Two picks, forced fumble, 10 tackles, I believe. So yeah, it was start off and what this and going back to what Marina asked earlier. So she was basically saying, and I'll find the question here and throw it up. More indicative of Coach Smith and his play calling, or is it a glimpse of what we can expect from Ritter? I don't think it's a glimpse of what you can expect. Number one, it's the first game. So I think they're still filling out to do. And you can argue, yeah, you need to play more in the preseason. We've been through that argument. It's a useless argument because, yeah, we love to see it, but the coaches, ownership, management, they don't want to get their guys hurt. They just don't. Mm-hmm. So you don't see them playing a full half like you used to. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it'll ever change because I don't know that any coach wants to take that risk. I mean, I get it. It sucks. I mean, because, I'd like to see them play a half or even a full game, but it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that first game of the season essentially is like your last – I mean, that's like your kind of – not your last preseason game, but kind of. I mean, you know, it's your first time on mm-hmm. the field together in a real game situation for the entire game. Not to mention how in shape are you? You know, are you – because now you're playing full four quarters. How's that depth? How's that depth that we have, you know? So all that stuff comes into play. But I think early in the game, I think he had a plan. And I think the offensive line, especially the right side, playing the way it did disrupted that plan from the start. Mm-hmm. So I think if you lose just what we've seen so far of Art, I think when you lose Art's trust like that quick, he's switching off. Yeah. He's changing up. He's like, no, okay, we're not going to do this. You know, mm-hmm. like I said, look, we knew McGary couldn't stop us. We've said it on this show. I don't know how many times we watched it last year, watched it the year before. He improved last year. He improved he was a hell of a run blocker. He's pass pro, still was shaky last year, but it got better. So we thought, okay, take another step up this year. I hope to, and look, Brian Burns is not your typical pass rusher. He's an elite pass rusher. He's going to get mm-hmm. paid like an elite pass rusher. So mm-hmm. not overly concerned because, you know, I think he'll be okay against the kind of the mid guys, but yeah, those elite guys, he's just going to struggle. I mean, unless he mm-hmm. just all of a sudden something goes off, I mean, he's going to struggle. So, that is a little worrisome, but I'll just talk up. Lindstrom had not a good day for his standards either. He had a couple mm-hmm. of penalties, I think, definitely one I know of. And he got Derrick Brown owned him a couple of times. Mm-hmm. So like I said, the right side was tough. So I think Art had to change up his play calling. That being said, there were still a few calls that, you know, third and 11, you're running a ball, third and five, you're throwing a little screen behind the line of scrimmage. Like some of that stuff.
That was wild.
I was like, come on now. Like, I understand you don't
want to. The whole crowd started booing.
Yeah. And I get it. I get it because it's like, dude, like, I understand you're getting rushed, but okay. I mean, you know, give Dez this, man. Like, he outside the pocket, he was throwing the ball great. I mean, he mm-hmm. was hitting the man on the run. He was throwing well. He was hitting, he mm-hmm. was finding target. And that was my thing. And I think you may see that going forward. You may see the pocket start getting moved. If you can't, if your line can't pass protect and keep your guy in the mm-hmm. pocket, and you could tell Dez was getting little gun shy because he's getting hit mm-hmm. just like any quarterback. And it's your, again, mm-hmm. your first game of the season, like you said, he's human. He's going to have some jitters. And mm-hmm. he's getting hit every other play. And you got Brian Burns coming down at you. You got Derrick Brown coming down at you. You're seeing McGary getting toasted every other play. So that's in the back of your head. So all that kind of combines to like, okay, well, get him roll other way. In fact, there was a play on third down. I even wrote it down, man. I think it was a third and five. And he pitched it to Burns' side to Bijan. And Burns blew him up in the background because he's in the backfield because he just blew right past. Like mm-hmm. that made no sense to me. Like, so mm-hmm. if you know the guy's getting cooked all game, don't run a play right in front of him. I mean, that just seems kind of obvious, like, to me. Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, overall, it wasn't rewatching it. The play calling wasn't as bad as I thought it was while watching mm-hmm. it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But there was a few situations I was like, I don't get that at all, but you know, that's going to happen. I'm, you know, not the coach, but
man,
I just don't think Ritter was able to get comfortable at all So, yeah. You know, that's the only thing. And like I said, being the first game, all that combined, I don't think that you're going to see from Ritter. He's a better passer than what he was 15 for 18. I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, he was 15 for 18, but highest rated quarterback over the weekend, mm-hmm. which is, again, hilarious. On the flip side, Bryce is the lowest rated quarterback since Jameis Winston, rookie quarterback since Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. So he had a rough day. But anyway, that's just my initial thought, Mike.
Is it more indicative of what Coach Smith and his play calling or a glimpse from what we can expect for Ritter? I say this. I was looking at it like this. If you ever been on a first date with somebody, you got to find out what their sense of humor is, but you got to make the joke. So I got a dark sense of humor. But I have to say the joke in order to see that you didn't think it was funny, that offends you. I have to offer, like, do you want to go get sushi to hear you say, I don't eat sushi. Like, I want hibachi or something. Like, you got to make the mistake. If you ever cooked something for the first time, you may put the wrong seat, but you got to commit. You put this seasoning on it first, and then you taste it. Oh, I don't like it. And then maybe the next time. But they got to make the mistakes. They got to do it. And I think that Arthur Smith had the right plan, because I think he started, I got a rookie quarterback for real. I just want simple plays to start off with. Easy, simple plays. Those easy, simple plays to me were they committed too much to them. So here's what I mean by that. It was plays where the play was blown up before it got started, and it was obvious. And he still couldn't change it in his mind. Ritter still couldn't, oh, no, he about to get – and then go somewhere else. It was like he had committed to, okay, well, you about to get tackled in the backfield, but I see him coming. I'm going to still throw it right to you. Like, and the same thing with, like, Arthur Smith. It's like he had called the play, and he don't care how the defense lined up. He was going to run the play. And I was looking like, man, would you order what are you doing? Like, why would we do that right there? But I just think when you excited on week one, you don't want none of that shit. You want it to run so smoothly. Like, you don't want it to start. But I just you have to have the ugly part. If you ever have dreads, you got to have an ugly part. Where your hair just growing, you need the ugly part. If you're out of shape and you're in the gym, you look horrible in your gym clothes at first. I don't care how you think you look in the mirror. You look bad in your gym clothes until you start going a few. Then you say, okay, I'm starting to lose my stomach. I'm getting some muscle. I'm kind of like filling out the shirt. Before, it was a little like a jersey. It was loose. You got to have those mistakes. And I felt like you got to have the ugly part. And you can't have the beautiful part without the ugly part. So I was expecting it, but it was quite frustrating to watch. But I will say this. I don't think it's indicative of either one. I think what you saw was I have to see what we good at. I have to see what works. I have to see how he handled this. You got to have that. It's like Madden. You got to see if that works first. Oh, okay, I'm not doing that no more. You got to have at least a half of football. You got to give him at least a half to see what's working and what's not working. So it was going to be ugly. Like I said, I was fully expecting it to be ugly. So I wasn't. I don't think it's indicative of whatever. And y'all, I know Ritter, he acted like he had never been in the pocket. Like he couldn't feel the rush. He didn't know. He didn't. Like he was just like, it was like you had scripted it. I'm standing back. He was counting 1, 2, 3. And you getting hit, bro. How did you not see him? You didn't feel that on your neck like this. They come. It was blowing up as soon as you drop back. They was clearly coming. It was a play. He was going into people sometimes. What's the dude, man? What's Louisville? He ran into him. He backed right into him. It's like, dog, what are you doing? But it's like Steph Curry is as good as he is because he can play unconsciously. That happens over time, man. Romo could feel that on his back and do a spin move like he had eyes in the back of his head. That has to come with playing. That would not be from week one, snap one. So I don't think it was indicative of anything. It was like indicative of what you were watching was the preseason. The first half of that game was the preseason. We got to get our feet wet. That's all.
Yeah, and the good thing was he did make adjustments at halftime. You know, he made adjustments at halftime, and there were improvements. I mean, some improvements. McGarry was getting cooked all game. That didn't matter. Yeah. That was going to happen. Yeah. But, I mean, there were other improvements. Kerry said passing plays for that reason, and the plus the run game was working very well, so why not stick with that? What's working? Algier and Bijan were killing it. I think Ritter plus the O-line will improve. Yeah, I do too. Getting to the good, man, that fucking move by Bijan, man, like that's what I tweeted at that point, because I got tired of folks great. When we drafted him and after him. Oh, he's just another, anybody can run. He's a running back, man. Anybody, you know, we could have drafted that in the third, fourth. I have people tell me that. We could have drafted him or somebody like him in the third, fourth, fifth round. No, you can't. No, you couldn't have.
No.
Because that's what he does. That's what he did. You see any other guy? You see anybody else doing that shit?
No.
I mean, that move and then to get in the end zone and then just his – I'm going to sound like a broken record, but, I mean, like I said before, man, I watched so much film on him after the fact because I wasn't originally in on the pick, and then I was, and I watched the film, and I was like, damn, the vision he has in the second and third level, like he's seeing cuts well before they need to happen.
Yep.
You know, and it's great. I love it, man. That was so exciting to see, man, and to see Tyler go out there and get two touchdowns and do his thing, because they're so different, man. Like their styles of running is so different, but they complement each other so well. And Tyler said after the game, they push each other. So like if one goes out there and does good, the other one feels like, oh well, shit, I gotta go out there and do good. Like, you know, it's just a healthy competition that they want to go out there and push themselves to be better. So that was the good part, man. That was and also watching back today, Matt Bergeron, dude, that was a hell of a performance for your first NFL game when you got guys like Derrick Brown. That front seven for Carolina is no joke. All right.
No joke.
And that man, dude, he was pushing Derrick Brown around in the run game. He was holding up well in the pass game for your first NFL start. You didn't hear his name once, not one penalty. I mean, you didn't hear Jake's name at all. That left side played damn well, man.
And I just want to call out that he was the pick that a lot of us was like, who and why?
Why'd you trade up to get him?
Why would we trade up for this? I ain't never heard of this dude. Why was this and that? And like I said, man, Terry – the more and more his strategy works out, the more and more I have blind faith in him. That, man, you smarter than me, and I have faith in it. Man, you smarter than me, so if you moved up to get him, well, you know something I don't know, and damn if he didn't, because he played – John is right. He played excellent. And I just want to say this. Man, I said before, we all hype about Bijan, man. Liam was hitting me saying, it's like Madden. It's like watching Madden. I told Liam, I said, yeah, it's like Madden, because he don't stop moving. He doing this. He's shaking everybody. But I told y'all, don't overlook Tyler, man. Don't overlook what Tyler Algier, man. Tyler is a nasty dude. That's a bad man. And he don't play second fiddle to nothing. He just different. He might not break it for 60, but Tyler, dog, he just different. He not as fast. Don't act like he playing second fiddle, like he a subpar. Oh, no. You remember last year and you saw this game. Do not act like that man is some drop off from Bijan Robinson. They just different. Lightning and thunder is just different. It's the same storm raining on your ass. Your ass is wet. And I know how that sounds nasty. I didn't mean that. But your ass is wet. And yeah.
Not the last part. The other we gotta make that a t-shirt. The first part, not the ass is wet part. We'll leave that out.
Yeah. we can have that on the back. Your ass is wet.
That's great.
But no, I just wanna. I had told y'all that on a preview show. Don't do that, man. Because he deserved more from us. I know we're excited about Bijan. I'm not saying don't.
Yeah.
But don't act like that. Tyler ain't a dog because he is.
Yep. And Kerry, so hopefully the play call I'm gonna improve with that as well. It's not even about. FF like AS said, post game, it's about fantasy football. It's about your two skill guys, Pitts and London, getting targeted, two top 10 picks. I want balance. Yeah, and that's the thing. And he said it all offseason too, that he wants balance and that he wants to be more balanced this year. So you got to find that. You got to fix it. And he said in the post game too that they were clearly issues with the offensive line and the passing game, and that will get cleaned up. He said that in the post game. So I mean, it's obvious anybody who watched it. It's obvious the coaching staff, it's obvious the fans, anybody. Mm-hmm. So the folks who went overboard, I was like, with it. I'm like, we still won the game by two touchdowns. And he didn't turn the ball over. And this is why Mike and I, we're gonna go ahead and get NFL Plus and get the All 22. We have a lot of our buddies that do the All 22 breakdowns. And we love them for it. Steven, pound for pound, does it. Aaron does it at Locked On. Damski does it, but I want to see it too. So I don't know that we're going to do an actual like show breakdown of it, but we're going to have it so we can see it. But I would love to see it for this game because, I mean, the announcers kept saying, in particular one play, like the route combination there, looks like two receivers are in the same spot. So I want to see what was going on downfield. I don't know if Dez, because I don't know if Dez wasn't taking shots because they just weren't there, or if he was maybe a little gun shy, or maybe whatever the reason, he didn't turn the ball over. He did not force things where there wasn't anything there. He said after the game, he was trying to do too much, which so, and then coach said, he actually had a quote that in the post game that I saved. He says, sometimes people are pressing. The good thing about Dez is you can actually coach him. He's not one of those guys who's going to try to take his ball and go home. When Dave Ragone and I are talking to him, we're saying, just get back to your bases. But if we did not have that trust, you don't call those plays late, like the late pass to Pitts. So, yeah, he's basically what he's saying. If he didn't trust him to make those throws, he's not going to call him in the first place. So he just didn't have – I think some of those stuff were called earlier in the game. It just wasn't there. Or he was getting under attack. He had get sacked four times in the first half. So, like I said, there's ways that – I mean, they can get him outside the pocket. I thought – that maybe they would be some design runs because the man can run, and he had some he had some opportunities to run, and so like I would like to see that going forward. Like, you know, get him out there, let him use his legs. I know he's not like as good as Mariota was running the ball, but he can still run the ball. He can still get out there. But so yeah, I mean, like those things, yeah, I wasn't overly critical of him, man. I thought that, you know, especially going in the second half, seeing the way they rebounded, to see the way the offensive line played a little bit better, see the pressure the defense got, because that was the other thing, man. Like, we're watching the defense, like, man, where's this pass rush? Like, we're still not getting any pass rush. We rush four guys, and I don't know what your thought is, man, because we haven't even talked about it. But what do you think about Calais on the edge? Do you think he should be moved inside? Or
he's not supposed to be on the edge because that's not his thing. And I just but I've tried to do this. Again, in the first game, you're trying to see what happens if I do this. What happened when I do this? 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 And how does this look? How does this look when I'm doing that? It's more like I keep saying it was kind of preseason because you're throwing out things just to see. And then the second game, those will be adjustments. I expect the coaching to improve. The coaching was flawed, just as the players were. On the defense, I saw some flawed coaching. And on the offense, I saw flawed coaching. If you're Arthur Smith and you're playing against a hurt defense, it's supposed to be way more combinations of more talent being on the field at once. You put everybody out there like, who y'all going to get a check? And he just wasn't doing it. It was too basic for the defense we was playing against. And again, just no pressure. Troy Anderson was, but I'm gonna be honest. Even I saw the players adjust to halftime and play better, and the coach and coach better halftime. So you can see, after halftime, you will see that go up every week. But just like everybody else, man, you gotta have those struggles. You gotta see what work at first, and you expect those blunders. I don't care that some of the coaches are like grown men. You're nervous too. You got jitters too. And you overthinking too. It's not subconscious yet. It's not unconscious. Steph Curry can shoot that ball and then turn around. He know how it came off his hand. Oh, it's going in. You know, and I think that when you get to playing that, when you're not thinking about, okay, one, two, three, I go through my when you settle down, you'll see it way smoother. And it's going to be smooth. It's going to be a beautiful thing. You can tell, man. And I just wanted to see improvement from the second half, man. That's one thing we never talk about that Atlanta struggles with, is switching it up at halftime. We stick to the same shit that's not working usually. And everybody switch it up. And I don't know what he must have cussed. I'm telling you, I think he got on them. Because they came out and they played differently, and the coaches coached better on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they called more pressure for sure, because we got to Bryce twice in the second half. We got two sacks. Troy had one half a sack to him, half a sack to Grady, and you know, and then Lorenzo Carter had the other sack. So we definitely dialed up more pressure. That was good to see, because like I said, the first half, you know, had me a little worried. I was like, man, we're not generating any pressure here on an offensive line that was not great, and they got a rookie starting at right guard, and it was just kind of like, man, like where is this at? But it's good to see, like you said, man, it's kind of the first half, you're feeling each other out, you're seeing how this is working, and they make adjustments, and you know, things change up. So I will say this, I was surprised by this. Ebiketie was on the field for 18 snaps.
That was wild. I didn't know what was up with that.
I don't get that, because that's, I would think, one of your better pass rushers. And, like, on some obvious pass rushing downs, he's not out there. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what that means. I don't know if anybody asked him, but it's a little bit kind of weird because, mm-hmm. I mean, he was pretty good. I mean, I know the numbers weren't there last year sack-wise, but he was damn close a lot. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't know what that was. Just, that was surprising looking over the snap count.
But I will tell you this. My favorite part about the defense, I love what Jesse Bates did. I love seeing Troy get back there. My favorite part about the defense was Nielsen's. He was out of his Falcon mind on the sideline. The energy on the sideline. Now, he was more hyped than the players was. He was jumping up and down. And I'm like, that's why we need you on the side. We've never seen that from a defensive coordinator. That dude was on 1,000. He was out of his Falcon mind. And that's what we need. I want you to curse him out if they mess up. I want you to be so happy when they do good. And that dude's energy was on 1,000. I think I love to have him on the sideline instead of up in the booth. I thought that was the dopest part about the defense. And I think it's just humble that he said he want as many people to call that as he can, as like input on the defense. I just thought it was dope. I think he's a good dude. With Jerry, I think it's gonna mesh well. I think that, you know, what we saw was, it was week one and everybody thought, oh my God, we should come out the gate with this amazing product, and no product come out the gate. Do you remember the iPod, your first iPod? Yeah. Don't no first thing is good. So I just thought it was dope. I thought it was amazing, man. I had a blast. And I think that Jay Black bring up a great point here. He said the dink and dunk. Yeah, it's a little boring, but I think you want him to go what he went. He went like 15 for 18. You want, man, in week one, before you want him to throw for 400 yards, you want him to get some confidence. And I think when you throw for that high percentage, you get confidence. It don't matter how short the passes was.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got to say, too, there was a couple of big plays we had that were called back for penalties.
Yes.
You had to throw to Pitts. That was called back for a holding, you know, and then – the call, I mean, I think it was a throw to I think it was maybe Bijan actually was called back as well. So I mean, we had some bad, those two things were drive killers, man. Like, you can't start put your offense at 1st and 20 you know, I mean, like, multiple times. Like, it's hardly, that's not a recipe for success, man. And I mean, third down efficiency, both teams struggled on third down. We were only 2 for 10, they were only 5 for 14. So good to see our third. I mean, we allowed a few, but that, like I said, that got tightened up. And I think, you know, we got gashed pretty good in the run game too. Hubbard and Miles Sanders did their thing. They had 154 total yards together. Almost Hubbard, 5 yards a clip.
He improved. I remember, man, I was picking on him last year. He made me shut up. Yeah, I'm not calling him chewing gum no more. I have no more jokes for you, sir. That man played excellent. I thought they did an excellent job. And I'm going to be honest. I heard all y'all talk about Bryce Young. And he's a rookie. I wasn't expecting too much. I thought two things was dope about Bryce. I love the way he seemed like he throw darts. He was throwing darts, and he was throwing them there. He made a few bad throws, but I love the projection on that ball. Like, that man got some – he's just throwing darts. And I've never seen a rookie throw his first touchdown and react like it was his 100th. Like, that was the coolest shit about. He threw that ball. He didn't even jump. He was like I've never seen a rookie do that. He threw that, your first NFL touchdown, everybody going off, and he act like he had done it 100 times before. And I said, oh, yeah. But John told us about that. Like, oh, he don't. Yeah, he cool. Like, that's his thing. And you saw that. I just thought that was cool, man.
Yeah, and the PR said Algier sets the tone in the second half. Yeah, man, he did, and that's the thing. I mean, he's going to mash you, and then Bijan's going to come up and, you know, make you miss 15 different tackles. John Harrell, what's up, man? He said, I wanted more pressure. Yeah, I mean, we all did. I mean, for sure. And I think, like I said, you see more of that in the second half, for sure, man. You know, she said, in case I just had a conversation that I could have been a dude because of how much I love sports. I love football, Mike, like anyone else. There you go. But I mean, overall, I mean, dude, they held the ball 11 more minutes than we did. And I mean, they had the ball for 35 minutes. They ran 78 plays, I believe it was. or 72 plays, you know, mm-hmm. and we held them at 10 points. So I know it's a rookie quarterback. I know they hardly got anybody on, you know, receiving wise, but mm-hmm. either way, man, that's a great confidence builder for your defense, man. Yeah. That's a great guy. And I said somebody, I think I said it on, maybe it was on one time last night when I was in the chat, but if you can have struggles and win by two touchdowns, and great, because if you can learn and win, you didn't lose, man. You didn't lose. So you, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you know what you got to work on. You know that there's going to be, but hey, that first game's out is gone. And like Jay Black was saying, the dink and dunk. But see, I don't think that's not the plan, man. I mean, I don't think that's the plan. I mean, like mm-hmm. they want Desmond to be able to go downfield. He has to be able to go downfield. You know, mm-hmm. like he did at the end there. Pitts was covered up, but he mm-hmm. let him make a play. You know, and Pitts made the play. You know, and I mean Drake, mm-hmm. man, on my fantasy team, 0 catches, 0 points. Mm-hmm. Damn it! You know, he had the one drop. He had a bit of a rough start too. You know, had the drop, mm-hmm. had the penalty. That was the penalty actually. It was a legal motion. He had a legal motion which called back a mm-hmm. big play. So it was just, man, I just, you know, there was, like I said, I'm really glad I rewatched it because. Mm-hmm. I had a different perspective after I watched it. And I was like, all right, so maybe I was a little over
with no emotion.
That happens. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And then Miss Pam said, give credit to the Panthers front seven. They control the line. Yeah. Which Arthur would have run more out there and Bijan. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if that's what's doing, and they can't, if they weren't stopping it, then I mean, hell. Because
I know Miss Pam was going crazy yesterday. I was thinking about that. I know you was going crazy. Hopeful, my man. I know you was going crazy yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I love it. And I just want to point out something that won't make the stat sheet. It wasn't a spectacular play. It was an attitude play. Okay. Y'all won't even remember this. They punted the ball and D Alford was the returner. The ball bounced and it was going to roll back 20 more yards or he was going to have to catch it and get hit by like 3 people. And he caught the ball and got hit by like 3 people. And I mean, that's just an attitude play, man. He could have got out there. He knew if I catch this, I'm getting my head blown off. Like they coming at me full speed. If I catch it, he could have got out the way. It would have rolled back at least 20 more yards. It had only bounced once. It was going back at least 20 more yards. And the man stepped in front of there and took, you talking about taking one for the team. He saw a train coming. I'm like, I guess I got to get it. And he got in the way of the train. I pay attention to stuff like that because it's a new Falcon attitude. He out of his Falcon mind. I love it.
We got to get Lisa. We got to send Coach Nielsen and all your Falcon mind shirts so he can wear it on the sideline.
Got to do it, man. Because he is out of his, out of all the Falcons, he out of his Falcon mind. That dude is crazy. Mm-hmm. Lisa said.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
Lisa said, I think it's interesting that Mike Tomlin had that soundbite about playing the starters during the preseason only to get thumped by the Niners 30-7. Yeah. So I have to say this. Yeah. It's a girl on Twitter. John will know who I'm talking about. I hope I don't get this wrong. Desbian Ellis or something. You know what I'm talking about?
That's Kiki, man.
Desbian.
That's Kiara.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It is Kiara. I just thought it was Kiara. I didn't want to say it wrong. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best Twitter feeds on Twitter. I'm sorry. The way she dressed, it's hilarious.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, she's one of my favorite Twitter feeds, and you know, Retro Boomin. It's just one of my favorite mm-hmm. Twitter feeds. But she is hilarious, and she spoke on that Mike Tomlin thing, and she don't mince her words when she speak. And I mean, it is hilarious. I encourage everybody to go over there because she's going to drag you when you do shit like that. And it was awesome what she said yesterday. Please go to her Twitter feed. I think that is, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry said, Jesse Bates, man, he killed it. At least everyone did much better second half. It's all about how you finish. We got that W. A win is a win. TikTok told me that. A win is a win. A win is a win. Atlanta supporter, there you go. Desmond Ridder got to tell Arthur what he wants, like Matt Ryan did. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I'm sure they taught, man. What's going on, Ashley? Good to see you. She said, clap. Okay, yeah. And I agree. End of the first half, we got the ball back with a minute 40 left. And the first play, Luvu blitzed, blew up Bijan in the backfield. Mm-hmm. Dez escaped to throw it away. Then we ran Bijan for four yards. And then we get a screen pass to Bijan for a first down. Then we take our first timeout. Mm-hmm. We had all three timeouts. We did all of that. Mm-hmm. And we took our first timeout with 34 seconds left mm-hmm. to go. So, mm-hmm. and then our first down, Brown and Burns destroys both Lindstrom and McGarry. Dez gets sacked half over. So, mm-hmm. to like, just me being nitpicky, I mean, I want to be a little bit more aggressive there. If I got a minute 40 in a pretty mm-hmm. decent field position,
hell yeah.
You know,
with all
yeah,
that,
I agree, Ashley.
Man, it's not nitpicky because you don't know if you're gonna need that 3 points, so you're gonna need that 7. Go try for it, man. We got the talent. Try for it.
I just think Drake said,
"Y'all, I'm out of my Falcon mind. It's Victory Monday. What's good, fellas and Falcons fam? You damn right. Like, man, you can't bring me down. I don't care what happened on Sunday. A win is a win." Birdo said, "Matthew Bergeron is a dog. Excellent game for a rookie." Yes, he's a dog. And I'm going to be honest. I will shout out the enemy. Frankie Luvo is a dog. I'm like, dog, this dude is what? He had an Adderall. I'm telling you. We got to piss him. He had an Adderall.
Him and Shaq Thompson, man. They're everywhere.
Dre said, "This is Freeman and Coleman. Hey, come on. Now you talking my talk. Those my guys. Freeman and Coleman all over again, but way better. It really is way better." Birdo said, "Hell yeah, John. Matthew had an excellent game. Also surprised how fluid he was getting to the second level." Man, it just go to Terry. Like, to be able to spot that, to be able to spot Troy Anderson the way that John said it. I keep saying this. John said, if you could pick talent, you could pick talent in any rounds. I have never thought about that until John said it. I think, like everybody else think, the first 2-3 rounds is the talent, and then you go to just, okay, you good, I guess. But John said it best, man. If you can pick talent, you could pick it in any round, and Terry can pick talent. Man, Terry the real MVP. Terry the real MVP, because nothing happens. I'm sorry. Terry is the MVP. He should get the MVP of the Super Bowl when we win it, man. Terry for president.
Yeah, man. And like, he's right. I mean, Bergeron, insane athlete, man, for his size. Mm-hmm. To be 6'5", 325, for him to move like he can, and to just
– everybody forget, skipped over that man.
He was a left tackle. And, you know, I mean, like, I know it's not mm-hmm. like he's – you know, but, I mean, he shifted from left tackle to left guard. I mean, it's pretty damn impressive, man. Pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
CK said, the Ritter slander is ridiculous. Play it safe and protected the ball. Did we forget Mariota fumbled away a week one victory against a hated rival at this time last year? Man, I want to thank you for keeping that receipt. That's what I'm talking about, man. You have a 4-course meal that is all good, but the dessert, like the crust on the apple pie, is a little hard. And then you want to talk about that. Man, it's disrespectful to God when you got 99 blessings and you talking about the one problem in your life. You're being disrespectful to the universe, okay? It's 99. You got 99 blessings. You got 99 things to be happy about yesterday, and y'all be focusing on the 2 or 3 ones that you didn't like. Man, cut it out. And if you got that attitude in your life, you're destined to be miserable. Cut it out. My man, hopeful. You see how positive that name is? Hopeful. So let's see what he got to say. To me, it was like an old George Foreman fight. They came at us for 3 quarters and tied out when we stomped them in the fourth. Yeah. Tyler Allgeier. Mm-hmm. My man Ant saying, "I've been saying that, Mike. I feel people fell asleep on Tyler because we got Bijan." I'm telling you, I drafted him in my fantasy because I knew everybody was going to get Bijan. CK said, "Ritter is young and still developing, and we should be glad to secure a win with a safe and intelligent QB play." Thank you. Stats will come as the offense gels and Ritter gets more comfortable. That's the comment of the day.
Nice job, CK.
That's when the defense changed for the Falcons, moving Calais inside rather than outside. Yep, the pressure got home a little more often. They tried it out. It's nothing wrong with trying it out. They had to see. It didn't work. Dre said it was more play calling than it was Ritter. Yeah, he was trying stuff out. Yep. He was just trying stuff. It was a little stale. Dre said, "Right, Mike, when JC went down, we were supposed to destroy that side of the field, but Ritter did miss some reads." Yep. There's nothing wrong with that. Jay Black said, "Calais signed with us on the promise he will be primarily defensive end. That is exactly how they played him until we needed him to be a big dog in the middle. Yeah, I mean, you should appease him, but you got to do what he's most effective at. It ain't what he feel like he is. Ghost Peppers, I ain't seen you in a while, man. I knew it. It's Victory Monday. Ghost Peppers is back. You know it's lit. What's good, fellas? The run game is on point, but DR is way too jittery and needs better pocket presence. The O-line didn't give him much protection besides that nice ball to Pitts. Pass game needs work. So I just want to point out something to you real quick. That is exactly how I feel until I realize that those two things, I can't say both of those. Because I'm like, he need better pocket presence. He looked jittery. But then the O-line didn't give him protection. I don't know how you're going to gain more confidence and not be jittery when your offensive line is not helping you out. So I was the first half, I'm like, dog, this dude is like his like Madden awareness is supposed to be on 8. His awareness on it have to be on 8. He had no awareness, but his offensive line was not helping him. And Dre said what John said, right, John? That was weird to me that AK didn't play much. I'm going to be honest, man. I hope his hamstring was tight or something. And I'm not wishing an injury. That's the only way that makes sense is if you tweak something.
Dre said in the previous comment he would have switched to pre with AK, which, I mean, yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. Bud wasn't getting a ton of pressure either. Who I was kind of hoping was going to, you know, again, first game, I'm not going to overreact, but, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was hoping that he would, you know, be kind of the guy that comes out there and, you know, he said he's going to be the most violent version of himself. So I just want to see that. You know what I mean? I just want to see that.
Speaking of that, I asked you all several shows in a row, like, who was William Moore? Who was going to Keanu Neal somebody? Who was going to welcome to Atlanta? Shout out to Richie Grant. Richie Grant did it. Hey, man. Richie Grant was he was on the welcome committee. And so shout out to Richie because Richie did it. welcomed him to Atlanta. So it was Richie. Shout out to you, buddy. So Ghost Pepper said also the offensive play calling was ultra conservative. I just want y'all to know, like, that's what you got to do for a rookie the first time out, man. He's still a rookie. I know he played last year, but that's a rookie. You want him to go 15 for 18 that first go around just to get confidence that you can complete balls, that you can get hit in the mouth, that you can audible, that you can go through your reads. Yes, we want to keep it real basic for you week one. Yes, you got to crawl before you walk.
Yeah, and I got to shout out a quote from Jesse Bates real quick. And this was posted by Miles Garrett, you know, from Fox 5 here in Atlanta. He said, if there's anything that was clear and obvious from yesterday's win, it's why Jesse Bates III was named captain on this team. His experience and leadership was evident on the field and especially in the locker room after the game. And basically to quote it, if you guys didn't see it, he said, talking about Dez, he said, it didn't look good in the first half for Dez, but he had a big play that sealed the deal at the end of the game. And that's what good QBs do. And he went on and he said previously before that comment, he said, you know, you can't have a QB turn the ball over, putting your defenses in bad situations. That's how you lose games. He didn't do that. He was very supportive of Dez, but I mean, like, he'd be honest though, you know, and that's just, I mean, you know, I saw folks all day long on Twitter, you know, bashing and, you know, talking shit or whatever. And, you know, it's not excuses. It's just facts. Like, if you just watch the fucking game, it's facts. That's what it is. I mean, you know, it's like, can he get better? Absolutely.
It's not excuses. It's facts. I love it, Johnny Yates.
But I mean, you know, can he get better? Of course he can. It's his fifth game. He needs to get better. Like, the pocket presence absolutely has to improve. You know, once we look at the all 22, should he probably take some more shots? Probably so. Mm-hmm. But all that, you know, again, I mean, it's the fifth game, man. We got to take it down a notch. You know, he'll get there. Yeah.
That's what Dre, I'm with you. That was I'm telling you, it was infectious. I'm gonna tell you who he was. He was CP. He was the electricity. I said, what is this, the old man doing? He was CP. CP was hurt, but he was CP, man. Gary, what up, Gary? Would have liked to see Calvin really. Did you see? Oh, man. He should have wore a smock because he was murdering. The blood splatter, Calvin really was over there murdering. Do you hear me? Oh, man, he going ready to get us some high picks. I love it.
Terry, what's up, buddy?
Mr. Torch, my man. What's goody, fam? Great content as always. Please check him out, dog, because
Oh, absolutely. Y'all got to make sure. Yeah, make sure y'all check out Terry.
Whatever it takes to win week one, Ritter will be big play day. By seven. Young, I swear to God, I agree with him because He got to warm up to it, y'all. Please, man. Liam, I wish he was on a show because I would ask him, how did he play in his first game? He's a great player, but it takes time. If y'all see our first show, go back to our first show and then just
or not.
Yeah, just or not, like John said, or not, you know. But just trust me on this one. It's a, you know, Jack, what up, Jack? Bogus pass interference call on Trey.
That was weird because that dude just fell down.
They could do is redo their own. I'm like, when it's on the Jumbotron and you already made the call and you see it on a Jumbotron, how do you stick with that sometimes? It's wild. Twisted said it's the Bama way for them boys not to celebrate. Yeah. Yep. Hey, he was so cool. He didn't, like, he had no reaction. I didn't even say he was supposed to celebrate, Twisted. But he had no, he was like, it was Steph Curry. Like, all right, yeah. He didn't even, he had no reaction to it. It was like, I dog, that was the coolest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jay Black said, chat, did you notice that when London dropped the pass thrown to him, that is cool that intermediate passing game in the first quarter? Yeah. But see, that's why I'm like, do you want Dez taking deep shots and getting incompletions in game one and losing confidence? Do you want him to take a shot that he shouldn't take and throw a pick and like the confidence drop? Or do you want short, great things? And I'm going to tell you a point that I think Jay Black said this earlier. Y'all don't have no problem when Tom Brady do that shit. He'll do it all game, and y'all call him the GOAT. He throws 7 yards, 6 yards, the 8 yards, 4 yards, and y'all be like, oh, he's so efficient. Y'all have no issue in Tom Brady, but when your own quarterback do it, it's boring, it's lame, he ain't take no shots. We shouldn't. Come on, man. Y'all have no issue when Tom Brady do the same thing. He's 100 years old. He's been doing the same thing for 3 years. He take a shot downfield every once in a blue moon, and y'all have no issue with it. Y'all call him the GOAT. Cut it out.
Yeah, buddy Liam, but for anybody that's new, Liam's my son. He chimes in. He's sometimes in the chat. Sometimes he's on the show. He's 13. Yeah. He watched the entire game with me yesterday. Okay. And he just texted me and said, make sure to tell Mike that Dez did very good but needs to get more comfortable with pressure and not stare at the blitz and not be so scared to throw deep. So that's Liam's take on it, buddy.
That's my man. See, that it's he and Kyle Pitts had a Liam-like catch, you see? And I told Liam this. He caught that ball like a baseball. He was out of position. His eyes never left the ball. It was very Deshaun Jackson-like. It was very Liam Yates-like. I appreciated that. It was really he had to spin around to get that pass, and he was covered. What a great. My man, Uncle Steve. I know you feeling good, Uncle Steve. I know you lit. Uncle Steve said, what's going on, John and Mike? My fellow victorious Falcon fans. The atmosphere yesterday in the bench was crazy. My voice was not close to being recovered on a 2-0. I'm going to tell you what me and John was talking about. I thought that was so dope that damn near all y'all was at the game yesterday. All y'all was in the building, and I just got the biggest kick out of that because I know when y'all in the building, it's going to get crazy because I know that y'all going to turn the crowd up just from y'all being there alone. So I had no doubt. Man, we had Curry there, so that's the rabbit's foot. I had no doubt we would win with Curry in the building, but I knew all y'all was there. You know, and all, it was just a great thing to have all y'all there. I had no doubt that we would win with all y'all. It was a lot of y'all was there. It was dope.
Yeah, man. And shout out to Uncle Steve, man. Make sure y'all check out his show. I called about 15 minutes before we were, while I was getting ready for our show. And yeah, his voice, you can tell, man. You can tell he was screaming yesterday. So as you're supposed to be, damn it, when you're at the game, that's what you're supposed to be doing. So what's going on?
Terry, what up? Look, Terry back, dog. Bro, this is like a high school reunion. What up, Terry? What up, guys? Great win yesterday. I'm looking forward to improving on both sides of the ball. Yes, we will, Terry. I promise.
Absolutely, man. And then, Twisted. Absolutely, Terry.
Twisted said Tyler knows how to torture defense. Nobody wants to tackle him at linebackers or safety spot. Yep. Back-to-back runs for 20 yards. It was very Adrian Peterson-like. If you remember what he used to do to people in third, fourth quarter? You did not want to get in front of it. Jack says we won because of Jesse Bates and going 3-for-3 in the red zones. That's what nobody's talking about. Even Matt Ryan was shitty in the red zone. Sorry, Matt. Matt, I don't mean nothing by it. But even Matt Ryan couldn't score in the red zone. But, yeah, 3-for-3 in the red zone. Nobody mentioned that, Jack. I love you for that. No one even brought that up. Uh-oh, Birdo. We got a lot of shit talking from Birdo and his family today. What? Birdo says, well, speaking of fantasy, I'm 1-0. Okay.
Well, we're 0-1. We lost to Chase. We lost to Chase 120-104.
Chase had
a good team. That sucks though, because he had Burrow as his quarterback. He only got 3 points, man.
Yep.
But what killed us was our boy Drake, unfortunately, had 0 points. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of hurt us there. But you know,
Drake will bounce back. Yeah, King Richie, tell Arthur Smith to take the training wheels off Ritter. Yeah, we left 21 points. Hey, now you're talking my language. I got to start this over. Wait a minute. I'm starting this over. King Richard, tell Arthur Smith to take the training wheels off Ritter. We left 21 points on the field and let him play his game the whole first half. We was in the pistol. Stop that preseason shit and play. King Richie talk. Hey, man, I love the energy. Take the training wheels off. You will see it. You will see it. Ghost Peppers, it was a joke to have not prepared to face Burns and Brown. We act like we could play like a classic passing offense without getting creative to account for their pass rush. I'm going to tell you something, man. I did not think he was just going to jump in and play like that. The man didn't play. I tell you, he's going to be rusty. That's my mistake, buddy. That's my mistake. I think they made the same mistake. No one, but contract years do something to some people, don't they? For some reason, contract years, when people playing for money, oh, they start trying to rip heads off, and he was on a one-man mission. Very Navarro Bowman-like. You remember what he used to do to us by himself? I used to be hoping he got hit by a car, man. That dude was, like, on steroids, man.
Yeah, he was crazy. And Jack said, with Carolina's pass rush, we needed to come out running and to hit him with the play action. Yeah, I think we only saw 3 to 4 play action passes, possibly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could be wrong. I think that was about it. And like I said, just moving the pocket, just getting, if you move away from where you're getting hammered all game, you know, like just, I don't know, something to kind of change it up a little bit. William Amy, what's up, man? Good to see you, brother.
William.
And dude, I think it's Arthur calling the plays, man. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's Arthur's offense, man. I think Dave has got some input, but I think it's Arthur making that final call. They just gotta, like I said, they'll get it figured out, man.
They will.
Yeah, they will. All right, man. So final thoughts on the game. We'll go to underrated, overrated, and call it a day, because this game, I'm recording it, but I want to see this Jets and Bills game, man. Yes. So, and any just final thoughts and going into obviously we got the preview show for the Packers coming up on Thursday, but
go ahead. Final thoughts on the game was man, I can't express to y'all how much I love the Atlanta Falcons. I watch no other sport. I'm a fan of no other team. Just to watch them live in action, man, it's I waited a year for that. It was, I mean, even when they struggling, I like to see the jerseys. I like the crowd. I love the field. I love the atmosphere. I love the noise. Jesse Bates, man, proved worthy of the signing the first game. Bergeron proved worthy of the signing the first game. Bijan proved worthy of the signing the first game. Mac proved worthy of the signing the first game. I'm telling, like, what can you ask for anything better? And like I said, I'm the biggest fan of Tyler, man. Just a humble dude that he didn't have no problem with getting Bijan for him. And then, man, bro, CP, for him to even feel good about this, like no one was jealous, no one was, hey, even Kyle Pitts, to be as humble as Julio was, like, if you get me the ball, get it to me. Now I take my shot from you. I was in heaven yesterday, man. I'm just happy we won, but if we lost, I would have been in heaven. And then just to see my team back on the field and get a W, it just seemed like a new day in Atlanta, man. And it just seemed like a new day in Atlanta. I was excited to see what, I was thinking about all y'all. I was thinking about Pam and Melissa and John and Lynn. I was thinking, I wonder how they reacting to this. I wonder what, like, Curry is doing in the stadium right now. I was thinking how excited y'all would be, how happy all of us was yesterday. And I know everybody had good food. Everybody had the jerseys on. Everybody was excited. Everybody was on TikTok. Everybody was on Twitter. And it was Christmas for me yesterday. So I have no complaints. It was Christmas, and I enjoyed yesterday. It was one of the best days I had in a long time. So thank you to the Atlanta Falcons. I love you.
Yeah, man. Well said, dude. You know, mine is just don't freak out. This game is week one. We got to win. Damn it. We won by 2 touchdowns. I mean, we got stuff to improve on, but it's not like it's last year where we're like, oh, shit, I don't know what's going to happen here. I mean, it's stuff that they can get better, stuff that can be worked out. We got playmakers to everywhere. Our run game looks like it's going to be just ridiculous. like you said, man, Bijan is as advertised. Tyler took another step forward this year. Troy Anderson, 10 tackles. Looking better, man. Obviously, Jesse Bates, man, worth every penny. Just what he brings to that back end. Richie Grant looked fine. No issues there. Matthew Bergeron killing it on the offensive line. McGarry, yeah, got to get better, buddy. You got to get better at pass protection. Wow. There's not a no question about it. Lindstrom, bad day. It's okay. You're allowed to have a bad day. Everybody is. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. We've seen what Lindstrom is year in and year out. So that's just an aberration to me. Drew Dahlman, hey, how about you? Good job, man. I mean, I didn't hear your name either, so not too terrible. And that's, you know, we were all kind of worried about the center position. So, hey, good on you. Want to see more pass rush coming up. But, hey, but they got better in the second half. Like I said, that was, for me, that was the biggest thing, man. We made some adjustments. Defense really honed in the second half, really got after Bryce, made some key stops. and we scored. I mean, like I said, the second half, I mean, again, other than a few little Nicky Knack play calling, you know, weird third down type stuff, which, again, I'll just chalk up to the first game and stuff wasn't going quite like you thought it was going to. Chalk it up to that. But, you know, I mean, going in, it's going to be a tough test against the Packers. Like I said, their defense is legit. It looks like, at least. And their offense, I mean, like I said, I don't know. It's Jordan Love's first game. It looked good, but we'll see. I mean, I think we have a better defense than the Bears. So we'll see what happens with it, man. We're looking forward to it. So on to underrated, overrated. I got a couple for you tonight. Mike, you want to start off, buddy?
I got a couple for you to tip, man. I'm so excited, Johnny Yates. It's our first underrated, overrated of
in weeks.
The new season. And yeah, I love it. So you want me to start off?
Tear it up, buddy.
I got one. I'm gonna get this person. I promise I would get this person. Overrated. I want to say your name. I want to be sure I say your whole name properly so I can drag your ass right after I say your name, okay? His name is Andrew Catalan, okay? It's the man that was calling the game with Mr. Matt Ryan, okay? For some reason, your jackass ass had he did it on purpose. He was sitting by Matt Ryan when they were calling the game, for sure. And for some odd reason, he felt the need to turn to Matt Ryan and say, "Well, something about this game, it just seems lopsided. It almost seems like it's supposed to be 28-3 at this point, shit." And, you know, he had a facial reaction, as did Matt had a facial reaction, but, you know, professional Matt Ryan just answered the question. And I felt like that was a low blow. It was uncalled for. And you a jackass, sir, and I don't like you anymore. You took a shot that was unnecessary for you to even mention 28-3 in a professional setting when that's supposed to be your co-host, that's supposed to be your right-hand man, like, for the whole season. For you to even take that shot or for you to make that joke, for you to do anything, bro, that's that man's Super Bowl loss. He could have had a ring, but you don't think he feel away about that or he hurt behind that or wish we wouldn't have? So it's probably like the low point of his life. So for you to even bring that shit up, I thought was a classless move. I think you're a jackass. I think you're hideous. I think you look very funny. You look very ugly. And I don't like you anymore, sir. I thought that was classless. I think you're a jackass. I think you're a scumbag. And go to hell. So let's start off with him. His name is Andrew Catalan. He's Matt Ryan's co-host. I thought that was a jackass move and classless. You go to hell, sir, for what you did.
There you go.
I would say way more, but it's kids watching. So I'm going to leave it classy and just tell you to go to hell. So I thought that was a classless move you did. Scumbag.
It's supposed to be your broadcast partner, man. Like, what are you doing? I mean, it's like, and you saw Matt's face, like.
Yeah, he kind of, but still, Matt Ryan, professional as a get, just answered the question. Hey, dog, man, yeah. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, because I was going to tweet. And John came on my shoulder as a little angel. And then like Birdo came on my shoulder and said, do not write what you about to write. Cause I wasn't going to be as articulate as you was, Miss Lisa. I was getting ready to say some gangster. I was going to take it too far. Okay. And yeah. And we just getting this podcast going. I don't want CBS to cancel us, but thank you for doing that. Anybody that did that. Thank you. Tweet at that man in a professional way, in a classy way. Cause I was getting ready to take it too far. I thought it was a jackass move. Thank you, Kerry.
Agreed. Yeah, man. So my first.
Thank you, Lisa. I love you for that, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's right. So my first overrated. Did you have something on the? Okay. So, sorry, Liam came in. He wasn't happy with this, with the comment either. So,
Liam, buddy.
So, yeah. So anyway, my first overrated man, and we use it a lot on the show. We didn't use it today because PFF, man, like, I don't think I'm renewing our subscription to PFF because I just, it doesn't make any damn sense. It's all over the place. Like, yeah. I get
what
it.
What did you like about it this time? What happened?
We've said it before, you know, like it's a metric that all players are measured on. It's the same metric, right? So we can kind of get a baseline of where it's at. But, you know, like you look at, if you just look at the top five we have in offense. So Kyle Pitts was our number one, 79, Drew Dahlman, 75, Tyler, 73, Bijan, 71, Jake Matthews, 69. That's our top five. So who we talk about on the offensive line that killed it this week on the show, the whole Matt Bergeron, right? We talked about how he just killed it. Who do we say was dog shit all game? Well, that was McGarry, right? So, oh yeah. So Caleb McGarry has a 65.1 offensive score, and Bergeron has a 46.8.
How?
And it's because the way. So look, the pass blocking for Caleb was a whopping 43.9, and the run blocking was 79.7. Which again, we know he can run block. Now you look at the pass blocking for Bergeron, 83.9, the highest pass blocking grade on the O-line, but his run blocking to them was a 40.1. It's not what my eyes said, man. Like, I watched it.
Same here.
I mean, I was talking with somebody on Twitter, man. I'm like, that's our issue with PFF sometimes, because it just doesn't, like, it doesn't match with what you're seeing on the actual screen. So PFF's overrated, buddy. We're going to move on from PFF. We may mention it on the show if something stands out, but damn it, it really doesn't mean anything. It doesn't really mean anything. Anyway, go ahead. Back to you.
I fully agree. I'm gonna go underrated this time. I don't even know if y'all gonna know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna just say a phrase. I think this phrase is underrated. It's from a famous movie that I remember as a child. This dude said, "My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." If y'all know what that's from, y'all know how classic that line is. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. But y'all don't know what that's from. If y'all know what that's from, say it in the chat or just comment on the video. That's a very underrated line. One of the greatest lines of movie history. What you got, Johnny Yates?
Bubba Gump is correct. The algorithm is flawed. Yes. And Kerry just said that Aaron got hurt already. I'm not watching it, but I'm recording it. Ooh. But that sucks.
Damn.
That sucks. Yeah.
If you drafted him fantasy, I know you'd be surprised CBS told that man to do it. I'd be thanking that, Miss Pam. I did not like that. I thought he's too classy for that. He didn't deserve that. It's cheap shot.
I agree, man. All right. So my underrated man, good freaking friends, man. Like, it's as you get older, man, like, it's you hear the stuff, like, you know, your circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. absolutely true. Like, and it's a good thing, right? Because to me
it's a good thing.
Like, isn't it, because you don't have, like, you know, like you and I, or, you know, Doberto in there now, like, you know, it's tough, man, to find, like, just good dudes, good friends, you know, you can depend on, you know, you can call on, you know, if you need to talk about something, you can go talk to them about it. There's no judgment. There's no, like, anything, you know? So it's just, it's not easy to find, man. It's not, especially today. It's different, you know, out there. So, shout out to you, buddy. And, you know, everybody out there that's just damn good friends. So underrated, good friends.
I agree with John. I think as you get older, your circle gets smaller. Oh, here we go. Somebody knew what it was. Tay Bro, I love you for that, buddy. Somebody knew. Will Stark. See? Classic movie line. The album. See? I love it. So listen, I agree with John. As you get older, your circle gets smaller, but your circle get better. So that's the good part about it.
There it is.
I want to spin off that and give another underrated. Shout out to y'all. And I'm Johnny Yates and Liam and Amanda and all you guys, the Georgia State cheerleaders, everybody. But everybody that, whatever I went through in the last year or year and a half, y'all was actually at home praying for me and actually, was hoping me and was hitting us up through email. Just, it's people who tweet us in like the inbox and just ask, how's Mike doing? It's people on TikTok just, are you okay? That is amazing to me that y'all even care that much about my personal life. That you care I got cheated on. I don't know why you would care I got cheated on, but I'm happy you care I got cheated on. And I just want to say thank you for all those well wishes. As you see, I'm fine now. I'm back. Still got some things pending, but man, I am having a great go of it. And I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. If y'all went in your own prayers, when you got down at night and you was praying for your own stuff and you threw me in there, I have nothing but respect and admiration for that. And I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, it helped me out, man, because everything been going good for, I mean, blessings on blessings on blessings. My life has been amazing these last 3 weeks. And I cannot thank you guys enough. I wouldn't be back in this space to be funny with y'all and to turn up with y'all and be lit if it wasn't for every last one of y'all doing that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I fed off that energy. Your boy is back. I'm back and better than ever. I'm living my best life. I couldn't have done it. Like John, man, John had to hold this show down so many times by himself because I couldn't make it. Fleek helped us out. Just everybody, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because it got your boy through to week one. And I'm back and better than ever. Thank you very much. I love you. So, yes, that was underrated, was y'all and the concern for me with what I was going through at the time. I will never forget that. I will never take that for granted. And I promise you, it'd be 5 years from now. I will never forget that. Thank you.
I love it, dude. I love it, man. Carrie said, good friends are definitely underrated. Hard to find true good friends as adults. If you have them, keep them close. Amen. And I appreciate you, Will. Thanks, man. That means a lot, dude.
Appreciate it, man.
Good service. For what it's worth, Lindstrom's pass blocking grade was a 16.7, while McGarry was a 43.9. So it wasn't our imagination. Burns and Brown were just collapsing. Our two highly paid. Like, you ain't lying, dude. It sure did.
Thank you, Miss Pam. Thank you. Thank you. I love you too. Thank you. Uh-oh, Liam. Oh, yeah.
He said he absolutely is.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait.
He said he absolutely
is. Man, live stream that. I just want to watch it somehow.
Yeah, man. So Liam has two. He has underrated. His first underrated is mug brownies because he made mug brownies himself. It's basically a coffee mug, and you just, you make a brownie in a coffee mug, man. And you put it in the microwave, I think, right? Yeah. So he said underrated mug brownies, y'all. Y'all go try some mug brownies. Awesome. He said overrated is the Kansas City Chiefs.
He gonna cause some issues with that one.
Pat ain't nothing without Travis Kelce and Chris Jones ain't on the field.
Yeah, that's harsh. That is harsh.
Oh man,
I love it.
But yeah, man. So that's all we got tonight, man. You got any other ones? Or are you good, buddy?
I got one more. Well, I got two more, but they kind of similar. What's underrated is the Atlanta Falcons crowd. I don't know that I remember y'all acting like that. I don't know that y'all showed out. And I mean, even on the net, I felt like everybody was mostly positive. I have never seen y'all that positive. Thank you, Curry. I love y'all, man. I have never seen y'all that positive. So I just thought that y'all did a great job at the stadium. Like the noise was causing problems for the other team. I think y'all did a great job. I think that all the content creators, I seen Twisted yesterday. I just thought y'all did a great. I think Berto did a great job yesterday. I seen Smitty pop in. I was excited yesterday. So y'all did great. And my last underrated is Toya from Georgia State, the cheerleader that rode in early. I was so flattered by that. That is touching. Man, I feel like Bow Wow felt when he was little, I guess. I feel like Harry Styles or something. So thank you so much for that. That meant the world to me. I greatly appreciate it. I'll see you at the strip club one day.
There you go.
Oh, sorry, Liam. Yeah, but that's all I had.
Like he's not heard that shit before.
Yeah.
Y'all don't understand. Mike was the first person I told that he was coming into the world. So, like,
yes,
that's his uncle. That's right. His uncle. Yep. He's been that way.
And I love the dude with all my heart. Like, he's my guy. He's my guy.
He just told me that his last underrated was you. That you're underrated, buddy.
See, that. I love you, buddy. I really do. What is this? The Mike Show. This is the Mike episode.
This is the
Mike
Show. This is the Mike Show. This is great. I really do.
Because he is too. Man, I love that little dude with all my heart. I really do.
And Kerry said, Liam, they're definitely underrated.
They're definitely underrated because I forgot that mug brownies exist. See, you got Curry on food. You can't do that, Liam. It's like jumpstarting a lawnmower. I love brownies, but they're such a hassle to bake and a big mess. I definitely will have to get mug ones. Yep. Man, did it spill over, Liam? Like all in the microwave? It didn't? Okay.
No,
I got it. Okay. I love it. I love it.
I did hear that. We could hear that. See, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was
Y'all ridiculous. Showed out. Y'all yep. showed out. Yeah. It was beautiful. At least. Oh, there they go. Bro. Hey, but that's underrated. The Ball, bro. I want to tell y'all this. I want to tell y'all the best football podcast in the world, the Ball Bro podcast, the most creative, the most lit, the most. That's one of my favorite podcasts, just period. It's no podcast like Ball Bro. Sorry. The number one, Three Dirty, that's my man. Hey, I was thinking about you yesterday, Dirty. I was wondering where you was and what you was doing. I was thinking about you, man. Oh, Liam is such a cutie. Great hair. Hey, his haircut is, you know what he got, John?
He has fantastic hair, man.
The Peaky Blinders.
That's what I told him.
Oh, my God.
That's what I told him last night. I said, dude, that's amazing.
Dog, it's awesome. Yeah. What do you mean? Hey, I love it. It's exactly. The Peaky Blinders, dog. I love it.
Dude, it's on the Shelby. Because, yeah, okay, my hair sucks. Like, he's got his mom's hair, which is amazing.
He got Thomas Shelby. Thank God.
Yeah, I got shitty hair, so, you know. It sucks for me. That's why I wear hats all the time.
Oh, Ghost Pepper said the Texans are overrated. We will be at the Texans game for anybody. Come through.
Yeah, we all going to be there. I almost said that Justin Fields may be overrated, but that may make a lot of people angry. So I'm going to wait about another 8-9 weeks. But it's trending that way. But we'll see. Atlanta Bird Gang, what's going on, man?
What up, gents? What up, chat? See you, brother.
And hopefully, yep. Says hi, Liam.
Oh, he's a big Falcon fan. He was texting me all through the game. He's a real fan.
Absolutely, man. All right, dude. So, we good?
I think we good, man. I think that was a great recap show for week one. It's 1 hour 38 minutes. I thought we did great. So, shout out to Liam and shout out to y'all. Three Dirty said, I want to see all Falcon content creators at a game set it up. That is going to be damn near impossible. But man, yesterday it was damn near 80% of them was in there. We just wasn't there.
There's going to be a lot of us at the Texans game, I think. I know we'll be there. Pound for pound will be there. I'm almost positive that Lowe's going to be there. And I don't even know who else. I mean, it's going to be crazy. But yeah, man, hell of a recap show. Just to let y'all know, Thursday night, we're going to move the show from 7:30 to 7 because it is Thursday night football. Folks want to watch football. We get that. We want to watch football. So we want to try to get the show. We want to get the show in and over a little bit earlier. So we're going to start it off at 7 on Thursdays. We do have Bryce Lewis coming in from Fox. He's actually on Fox in Kentucky, but he's on Believe Podcast, Atlanta Hawks. And he's also a huge Dirty Bird supporter. So can't wait to have Bryce on with us for a little while talking about the Packers. Yeah, man.
Man, shout out the dude who threw us over to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was Big Dog 357 on Twitter, man. Shout out to him. Yeah, because Bryce had put it out there that he wanted to come on the show, and Big Dog tagged us. And so we reached out, and then he's going to come on. So he's going to be on Thursday, 7 o'clock. We're going to, like I said, preview the Packers game. And then Monday at 7, you'll see the first edition of 95 North meets 75 South. When Berto comes on, we'll recap the Packers game, have some other cool stuff for you there in that show. And like I said, that's going to be a recurring show every couple weeks. Not every week, but every couple weeks we'll have that on Monday nights. But as always, guys, if you're here, man, hope you enjoyed the content tonight. Anybody new, welcome in. Again, LaToya, thanks so much for the email. We appreciate that. Hit the like button for us. Hit the subscribe button for us. Keep us pushing toward 1,000. That's what we're shooting for. And just if we hit 1,000, we keep going. Again, check out the merch if you want to support the show there, bonfire.com/outofyourfalconmind. Got plenty of shirts. We have one for Alzheimer's awareness. It's a purple shirt. It's got the Out of Your Falcon Mind emblem on it. Half the proceeds go to the Alzheimer's research. Again, that's just a cause near and dear to my heart. So I lost my dad too. So that's what, you know, anytime I can help that type of organization out, I'm going to do it. So yeah, that's any, if y'all, and the purple shirts look good. I'll be honest. I mean, they look good. They so, good. Yeah, absolutely. Miss Pam said merch is great. So I appreciate that.
Thank you, Miss Pam.
And then we'll hit a few more comments before we get out of here because I just want to say bye to everybody. Carrie said, yeah, man, play a stats. It's all right, man. Go back and catch us. You know, the replay will be on there, man. And Lisa, that's right. Lisa's at all the home games, so you're going to see her for sure. Ghost Peppers, appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate you. Lisa, mm-hmm. thank you so much. Ed, what's up, man? Good to see you. Jordan, appreciate you, man. We'll see you. Get that W week two. We'll see you on Thursday. Carrie, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Did I miss anything? ATLFalconFanCast@gmail.com if you want to email us. Yeah, I think that's it. I hit everything, man. Twitter, out of your effing mind on Twitter. We got a lot of new followers, man. Appreciate that. Hit us up there.
We'll live tweet every game. Biscuit is going to stop picking games. Okay, he want to be involved in Biscuit. We'll start picking games starting this week.
So one bark, special thing. Two barks. So one bark is a win. Two barks. One bark is a win. Two barks is like a loss.
Oh, no. I got something special for y'all. It's going to be – I got it. Trust me, I got a lot of stuff coming from y'all. I got a lot of stuff coming for y'all, and it's going to be dope. So he will be involved. He'll be picking games from here on. He just missed week one because his jersey didn't fit no more, okay? He's been growing, okay? I had to get him a new jersey. So he got a new jersey on the way. He will be picking games. Hopeful says, smash that like button for John and Mike. Again, y'all, that does help. I did not do that myself. So I just encourage y'all, if you see my TikTok or y'all on Twitter, if you like retweets, and retweets really help on Twitter. That's a really powerful tool on Twitter is the retweet. On TikTok, it's the like. Y'all know better than me. Why am I trying to talk to the internet?
There it is. TikTok and Instagram. Out of your fucking mind. That's Mike's main source of social media for us. So yeah, there we go. And he will hop on Twitter though every now and then, like he did on like he did on Sunday morning and get y'all hyped. Yeah. So yeah, good to see.
Anyway, guys,
thank y'all so much again for coming by the show. We super appreciate the support. Got that W 1-0 for the first time again since 2017. It's a great feeling. It was a vision win. I don't care how we won, we got the win. The boys are going to get better. They're going to come out. They're going to show out on Sunday against the Packers. And you know the Packers fans are going to travel, so we got to be there and be loud again. We're going to be probably on the baseball field, but we will be watching it at some point during that. We won't be?
No. We don't have a tournament until end of
the season. I thought it was practice again. But okay, cool, sweet. See, I don't even know the schedule, so we're good to go. So, we will catch you guys on Thursday, man. We appreciate y'all so much. As always, Mike, take us out, brother.
Out of your Falcon mind. Peace.